Got up to Davav Amid Beis, the Sugya Masuta. Let's just review what we saw on Daf Vav Amid Aleph. And we were discussing the Safek of Rabbi Zera, which is called Shasik Ulebasof Tzalach. And we wanted to know whether or not the same halacha would apply in the case of Hegdish. So if you take a look on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Daf, you'll see that the Gemara wants to know, in a case of Shnayim Ochsim the Talis, what happens if one of them is Magdish the Talis. And this is sort of an overview of the Imtim Salom Tachva Echad Fanei Motzino Sobiyado down in footnote number Chavches. So let's take a look there. He says, Ma'alech Hasugyu Aleph Agmar Mistapekes B'Tkifa B'Mokom She'Shosak U'L'Besof Tzavach Im Yeshkan Hoda. So what happens if a person grabs onto the talis and the other baldin was shasak and then he yells. Number two, Hagmar Mistapekes, according to that side, that tkifa is meaningful. What about Higdisho, if one of the two ochazin would be magdish the talis, would that be as effective as tkifa? Then number three, the Gemara is going to bring the Maisa of Masuta. Yeah, we have two people that are fighting over a masuta, over this base of merchatz, and one of them was magdish. And the Gemara vacillates as to what the din would be in such case. The Gemara brings a proof in section number four in this sugya to masuta from a mishnah of Safik Bechar. And we're going to see that tkifas hakohen is meaningful in the case of Safik Bechar. If, on the other hand, the Kohen was not Tokev, would he be able to be Magdishit, even without Kifa? And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that seems to assume that Hegdesh would be just as meaningful as Tkifa Sakohen. That even in the absence of tkifa, the Kohen still has a koach, he has the ability to be magdish. The Gemara rejects this as a proof, and the Gemara says that Kedushas Bechar is called the Kedusha Ba Me'eleha, and such a Kedusha, which is automatic, is chal, even without tkifa. Then we get to section number 5 in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to prove that tkifa is not meaningful, and therefore, im lochen, because if not so, then it was never a suffik bechar to be machayev maisu behema, as it says in the Braisa. And that's going to lead us to Abaye, who is doche. He rejects this ochacha from maisu behema because he assumes that the Braisa is talking about a case where there were tisha without the suffik, and therefore the maser is meaningful mimonafshach. Abai eventually rescinds his original position. He's kozerbo, and he's docher the dechir. So just as a sort of a sketchy outline or introduction, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says here on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Aleph, imtim to lomar, if you're going to be poshet the suffik of Rav Zera, and tkafa echad b'fenei motzino sabiyado, that we're not going to accept the shtika as hodah, and therefore even though one of the two ochazin was tokev and the other one was shosek, nevertheless we're going to split the talis and we're not going to validate the tkifa, and we're not going to assume that the shtika was a meaningful shtika. Then the Gemara says, Hekdisha, in a case where instead of being Tokef, he was Magdish, is Eino Mekudeshes, the Hegdesh would not be Chal, because there's no Koach of Hegdesh that's greater than the Koach of Tekifa. If Tekifa is not meaningful, and it doesn't make him Muchzak on the Talis, to be Mafkir the Talis from his friend, then it's not meaningful to be Magdashit. And that's based on the principle of Beso, that you can only be Makdish something that's in your Rishus. And if Tekifa would not be meaningful to set it up as your Rishus, then there's no validation, no way we could validate the Hegdish. There's no Koach of Hegdish that's greater than the Koach of Tekifa. So if Tekifa is not meaningful, and it doesn't make him Muchzak on the Talis, then by definition, he cannot be Magdish to Talis and be Motzi at Midei Yad Shel Chaveiro. So even though his friend was Shosek at the time of the Hegdesh, his friend, his opponent, and then he, you know, when the Gizmo comes to pick up the Hegdesh, he starts yelling and screaming. Since even Tekifa, we would not define the Shtik as a Hudah, and he's not Choshish to be Tzoek, and how much more so if he was only Magdashid without Tekifa, we're going to say the same thing. This is Tosus Dibra Maskil Higdisha. But, on the other hand, in Timtza Lomar, Tokfa Echem Fenenu Ein Motzino Somiyodo, here's where we have a Sufik in the Gemara. What happens if I assume the other side in Rav Zeira's Sufik, namely that Tekifa is meaningful, which means it's a valid Tekifa because the Shtika of the Tzad Shekineged is a valid shtika kodo, and Ein Motzino Somiyodo. Now we have a Sufik, Higdisha below Tokfa Mahu. What about a case where one of the two who are holding on to the talus was Magdish his half, and he wasn't Tokef his half? And again, at the time of the Hegdesh, the other Tzad Shekineged was Shosak Ulubasof Sufik, and the Gemara has a Sufik now. Do we apply the principle of Shtika Koda in the case of Hegdesh? Or maybe he could say that he didn't feel it was necessary for him to start yelling and screaming and objecting, protesting against the Hegdesh. And this is not as profound as Tekifa. There he, you know, we expect him to be yelling and screaming, and therefore Shtika is Koda. Now, just to quote the Truma Sakri for a moment, he says that it's possible that even in the case of Shosak Mitchilo V'ad Sof, it would not be a Hodah. That's the possibility that he wants to raise. But without the Truma Sakri's insight, we would assume that we're talking about a case of Shosak Ulbesof Tzava. And the Gemara says, Mahu, we vacillate back and forth. What are the two study asofe? Came on the Omar Mar, Ami Rosal Gavoa, Kimisi Rosal Hejo Domi. They're declaring something as Hegdesh, even without a Maisa Kinyan, is considered like a Kinyan to Hejot. It's like a Mesira to Hejot. You don't need another Kinyan. All you need is Amira, a declaration, a verbal declaration. That's it. That generates the Kinyan of Hegdesh. Is therefore maybe we would say that when he was magdish the talus, is commanded to kofa domi. It's as if he grabbed onto the talus, just like in the case of tkofa, of takfa, it's his. So too in the case of Igdisha, it's his. And Tosis, Dira Masal Igdisha, which we mentioned earlier, says that we're talking about a case of Shosak Lubasov Tzavak. The Sufik is a suffix of umden das. We don't know whether his shtika was a hodah in fact or was it not. So now the Gemara is dealing with the issue of hikdisha, whether the hegdesh is chal. And the Gemara is saying, ein ze nechshav ein bershu. So how can the hegdesh chal when it's not bershu? So, and the answer is because once the tzad shekineged is moder, then it's as if it's biyad shomer, and he can be magdashid biyad his own shomer. It's an extension of his own yad, so it's considered beso reshusa. O dilma, shall we say, hashtabil holo tokfa. It's not as profound as tokfa. and therefore the shtika is not a hodah. And ish ki yaktish is beso kodesh ma beso b'shusaf kol b'shusaf fuki hai delo b'shusaf. So the hegdish cannot possibly be chal because the talus is not in his reshus. He cannot be magdish the talus. I mean, Bishleim, if you would say that hegdish is commanded to kof adomi, then it's as if the other fellow was a shomer holding on to the talus on your behalf, and that makes it into beso, and the hegdish would be chal. But now we're going according to the tzad that hegdish is not like tokfa. It's not to be equated with tokfa. And it means that the shtika, we don't have an umdadas of shtika, and therefore the fellow who's holding on to it, claiming it's his, is mafkir the beso of the magdish. And therefore the magdish, the hegdish, cannot be chal. Now, if according to Tosus, as we've said more than once, the suffix here is an umdudas of the nitkaf, whether his hodah, his shtika is a hodah or not. Therefore, according to the tzad, that there was no hodah, then for sure the hegdish cannot be chal, it's not his. And you don't even have to introduce this halacha of beso, that it's not in his reshus. Just simply say it's not his. The most basic requirement, the prerequisite for hegdish is shalom. Forget about reshus. So this is a bit of a pella here, that the Gemara thinks now that hashtamil lo tkofa, and the Gemara thinks it's a chisar to beso, so therefore his hegdish won't be chal. Forget about the chisar to beso, the hegdish wouldn't be chal because it's not his. There's no shtika kodah here, and therefore it's not his. We mentioned earlier the Truma Sakri, and he's of the opinion that the Safek is on the half that he will get Midin Yachloku. That if there's no hodah, it's a case of Mechusar Gevaina, and it's considered Ein Bershusa. So again, even though he's going to be granted awarded half the talis, but he can't even be magdish that half the talis because of the halacha of mechusar gevaina, assuming there was no hodah. Toshma, and this is what we got up to Mirtz Hashem last week, dahi masuta Tavu Minsu Alei Beit Trei. So there are two claiming ownership over this merchatz. Hai Omer Didiu V'Hai Omer Didiu. Each one is saying it's his. Kom Chad Minayu Akdisha. This is a story that actually took place. One of the two was Magdish, the Beis HaMerchatz, LaShamayim. Very interesting Hegdish, if you will, to be Magdish, a bathhouse. Now, we mentioned earlier that according to Rashi and other Rishonim, we're talking about that at the moment that he was Magdashid, the Bailin was Shoseg, and then later on they were Tzavach. And the Suffolk is like the Suffolk that we described earlier, is Shtika Kodah or not. And the Gemara wants to be poshet this suffix from Bechor, as we'll soon see. However, Tosis Dibra Maskel Verha, which you'll see at the end of the Vav HaMinal, going on to the Vav HaMidbeis, is of the opinion that Achein Kach Hoyesham Sheshasek Ubsof Tovach Ulabasov Tsova. And what the Gemara wants to do is here to be poshate the original suffix. So the Gemara is now dealing with Masuta, and that's something different. The Masuta is Karka. And in the case of Karka, the Gemara establishes in the third paragraph of Babasra that the principal of Suffolk is called the Olam Gova. And now we want to know, is Tkifa meaningful? You know, it's if he's Tokev, and then he's Magdashid, the Hegdesh should be meaningful, even if his friend goes back and is tokev again from him, but at the moment that he was tokev and was magdish, that karka is considered Bershus Omidin called the Olam Gar, and therefore his hekdesh is chal. Now this is against the Rush, because the Rush seems to assume that the Rishon could be tofes and the Sheni will not be able to be tokev bichlal from him. But we're assuming, not like the Rush, that there's a tekifa and then it could go the other way and back and forth. Now, let's go back to the sugya itself. It says the following: Kom chad minayu akdisha. One of the two who were fighting over this masuta was Magdish the masuta. Parsha minay Rav Hananya, Rav Oshia, v'kula Rabbanon. You get the impression that Rav Hananya and Rav Oshia set the pace, and everybody was poresh because maybe the person who was Magdish is the real true owner of the Beis HaMerkatz. The Hegdish is Chal, and they have no rights. It would be Me'ila for them to wash in this Beis HaMerkatz that was transferred over to Hegdish. The Amarle Rav Oshia L'Rava. So Rav Oshia turns to Rav and he says, Kiazos Kamei de Rav Chizda L'Kafri. On occasion when you find yourself in Kafri together with Rav Chizda, the boy Mine, ask him, what is the din of this Masuta? And that has a twofold meaning. It means whether or not Shtika called Da Dami, and then we're going to award the Beis HaMerkatz to one of the two individuals, and number two, whether Hegdish is Chal. Now, Ki Osol Sura, he's on his way, Rabba, to Sura. I'm sorry, he's on his way to Kafri, but he stops by in Sura. Amalei Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna turns to Rabba and he says, Masnisen hi. So it's interesting that even before Rabba arrives at his destination of Kafri to ask this question presented to Rav Chizda, he's already getting an answer, preempting Rav Chizda's answer from Rav Hamnuna, on his way to Kafri when he stops by in Sura. And what is it there of Safra told him? Amalei Rav Hamnuna, I'm sorry, I meant to say Rav Hamnuna. Amalei Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna turns to Rav and he says, Masnisen hi. We have a Mishnah in the fourth pack of Taros, and from that Mishnah you should derive the conclusion, one way or the other, whether the Hegdish is Chal. The Mishnah says, Sofek Bechoros. We have Bechor Behemoth Tahora, which has to be given to the Kohen, and it's Kodesh Mirechem. And it was a Sofek whether or not the Kohen has rights to this animal. And now, Loch is Hamotzi Mechafero Olav Harayim. What does that mean in this case? We don't know if this is a Bechor Behemoth. So the Israel is holding on to it. He is a muhsak, and therefore the Kohen is the Motzi Mechaver of Harayah. Again, there's an additional suffix here. First of all, Bominos, who owns this Bechor? If it's a Bechor, it belongs to the Kohen. If it's not a Bechor, it belongs to the Israel. But we have another suffix, whether or not it's Kadosh and generates Isurei Hegdish. Because a Bechor Behemah Tahora has certain specific dinim in which we have to be machmir in a case of Sofek. And all this is a result of the Sofek, meaning even though, what are we holding now? Let's see. Amal Erev Hamnuna Masnisenhi Sofek Bechoros Echad Bechor Adam, we're talking about Pidgin Aben, which is 5 Salam to the Kohen. Echad Bechor Behema, again, we can get the Dinim of Bechor Behema in just a minute. In both of these cases, Bain tahorim, we're talking about now a bechor who's an animal, a balchai, and if it's tar, like for example parim, kvasim, izim, is bein tmeim, even if we're going to talk about a bechor of a balchai tame, like a chamor, where the din is to be poded beset and give it to the kohen. In all these cases, if there's a suffix about the bechor, the status, whether it's a bechor or not, like for example, there was a hapola of the mother before the lady of this animal, we don't know what the status of that hapola is. If the hapola was of an ubar, we'll call it a fetus, and it's an uber gadol, that's considered a leda, so the next vlad that this animal gives birth to is not a bechor. But if the hapola, this abortion, was of a ruach, the alma, it wasn't really in any sense a viable being or a developed being, then the animal that's born afterwards is called a bechor. In all these cases, whether you're talking about a suffix, if the animal belongs to Yisrael or belongs to a Kohen or a Suffolk, whether the Yisrael has to pay Dvei Pidgin Aben to the Kohen or doesn't have to pay, in all these cases we apply the rule of Hamotzi Mechavero Olaf Araya. So Zeva Muchsok in this Suffolk Bechar Behema or Dvei Pidgin or Bechar Adam is Hamotzi Mimenu, someone who wants to take it away from the Muchsok, is Olaf Araya. And if he doesn't bring a raya with two witnesses, then we're not going to give him the bechor or the tmei pidgin aben. Now the Gemara now understands that the meaning here is l'shneihem. In other words, whether it's a kohen's or a Yisrael. If it's in the hands of a Yisrael, then the kohen is the motzi mechavel of raya. But if the animal is in the hands of the kohen, like for example, let's say we had a case of Tofas miyad Yisrael v'shasakul v'sof tzavach. Then the Yisrael, who's now coming to be motzi from the Kohen, is nechshav the motzi mechavero v'olav haraya. So the tefisa of the Kohen in such a case is meaningful, and if the Yisrael was shosek, it's considered a hodah. Again, it all depends where the bechor is, in whose possession. If it's in the possession of the Yisrael, then the Kohen is the motzi mechavel of haraya. If it's in the possession of the Kohen, for example, if he grabbed it from the Yisrael in a situation of shasak ulebesof tzavach, then it belongs to the Yisrael. I'm sorry, then the Yisrael, who comes now to be motzi from the Kohen, is considered the motzi v'ol of haraya. The tefisas hakohen in this scenario is meaningful, is moil, and it's as if the Yisrael was molded to him. The Tanya law we learned in a brayse in terms of Safik Bechar is asurim begiza uba voda, that the Safik Bechar has to be treated lechumra as a Bechar, and it's also begiza and avoda. You're not allowed to work this animal like you could work other animals, because there's a suffix, maybe it's a bechor, and it has kedushas bechor. So the Gemara analyzes this Mishnah to derive a conclusion that's relevant to our suffix from this Mishnah. And ha-hacha, in the case of a suffix bechor di omar, the Tana of the Mishnah says, t'kofo kohen, in the case where the Kohen grabs onto the Bechor in front of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael is Shosek Lubesof Tzavach, Emotzino Somiyado, the Katani Amotzi Mechael Varaya, which implies that either the Kohen is the Motzi or the Yisrael is the Motzi. If the Yisrael is still holding on to it, the Kohen is the Motzi. If the Kohen establishes his Tkifa and his possession, then the Yisrael becomes the motzi. And all this is in the case of Shasak Ulubisov Tzavach. Bechilot Kafo Asurim Begiza Ube Avoda. So what does it mean, Lot Kafo? It means that, I think we should add the word afilu here. Afilu lot kafo. We have a kedushas bechor here that's very chamur. And even in the case of Safik bechor, it's also about begiz of avoda. We see clearly that the mesuta, getting back to our issue, that if somebody would be tokef the mesuta, and there was a shasak l'besof tzavach situation, is he efshar yeah? One second, he efshar yeah lahotzi mi yado mi menu. So that if tkifa would be valid in a case where the Tzad Shekeneged was Shasak L'Msof Tzavach, we cannot take it out of the hands of the Tokev. Now, if instead of being Tokev he was Magdashit, Harehi Kedosha Af Lule Shetokav. Now, why would this Hegdesh be meaningful and valid without Tkifa? The answer is because Kedushas Bechora is now generated by a Sufik Bechor Kohen. In other words, we're talking about a case in Bechor of Shasak Ubesof Tzavach, and the Hegdesh is now valid, and the Kedushas HaBehema emanates from the suffix, the fact is the suffix shall coin. So at this point, we have a raya from the Mishnah of suffix Bechor to Mesuta that Tkifas HaKoin is meaningful, and therefore, even if he wasn't Tokev, he has a koach to be magdish. Omalei Rabba, Kedushas Bechor ka'amrit. You're proving something from Kedushas Bechor that if takfa kohen ein motziyim miyado, and therefore it's also begiz v'avod, liolam ein lecha, I will tell you that takfa kohen is motziyim also miyado. It means that since the Bechor, the Sofik Bechor, is in the Cheskas Yisrael, the Tfisa of the Kohen is not meaningful. And the Kohen always remains Hamotzi Bechavei Avaraya. Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, also Begiza Ubeavoda. Now, we would have said intuitively that if Motzino Somiyado, then he has a mukzakus, we don't assume it's a bechor, but yet we're establishing that it's also begizav avoda. The kedusha bo me'aleh shiny. That kedushas bechor is chal on its own. Again, we don't know in this situation whether it's chal or not. It's a sofik kedushas bechor or not, but we're going to have to say sofik lechumra, and it's also begizav avoda. However, with regard to the beis hamerchatz that we had a doubt about, it's possible that tkifa toil v'lo yachol hegdesh, that even if you can create a meaningful a tkifa which would establish it as yours, nevertheless we should not be choshish for hegdesh, because hegdesh is not similar to tkifa. Kedusha in the case of Masuta has to be chal through a hakna to hegdish. Misirosa amirosa legvokim misirosa lehejot. So the din of Amotzi Mechavero therefore generates a halacha that if you want to be motzi from the muchsak, so that might depend upon what we call shlita, you know, controlling the chefetz, ishtamshus b'chefetz. But in a case of one person muchsak, all the right tells me that no one else, the other person, the adversary, cannot be mishtalet, he cannot be mishtamish with the chefetz, and b'meila he cannot be magnishit. Again, nothing changed in reality, but before all, there's a suffix, who's the bialim, and therefore legavi kedusha b'meila, that doesn't depend upon the koch habaylim, it's considered hegdesh. And you know, there's a suffix here, and there's an iser of suffix as far as the giz of avoda is concerned, but nevertheless the giz of avoda is independent. The suffix lechumra of giz of avoda, suffix is independent of who has rights in dini mominos. So even if I assume that no one has the right to be tokev, he says, "Afligavi also mechashin is tapaknu bo yitochin sheaf shetkifa toil or yochel hegdish sheein hegdish domel tkifa mishum shein other magdish dover shein of vishuso." So it's very possible that you can have a meaningful tekifa, and that would make you into the muhsak. But that doesn't help us one iota as far as hegdish is concerned. The hegdish will not be chal. Hegdish is not similar to tekifa. Ain on the magdish dovrish ainu b'shuso. So on the one hand, the din of hamotzi michel v'raya is going to cause that when machshiv that person who wants to take it out of the muhsak as the person who has to bring the raya. And he says, "Legabi mashe nogel linyan ishtamshus ushlita b'chefetz." Is kevan she'echad muhsak ein hasheni yochel lishlot olav. This will not prove anything. Safek b'chor will not prove anything as far as masuta is concerned, because in masuta you need to establish reshuso before you can be magdish. Mashen ken kedushas bechor, the kedushas chal meileha automatically with its birth. And if we don't know, then we have to treat it lechumra based on suffix. And the Gemara wants to bring a proof that tfisas hakohen is not meaningful in the case of suffix bechor. Amalei Rabbi Rav Chananya Larava, Tanya, we have a Bryce, the Messiah, and it brings a support for your opinion. Hasfekos, so we're talking about a lamb that's a suffix, whether it's chayiv and pigeon aben, or for example, you have a lamb that's a suffix pigeon petar chamar, in other words, he had a chamor that was born. We don't know if it's a bechor or not a bechor. So the din is that we have to be very careful. And he has to be mafrish, a set, to be mafkia, the iser of the chamor. In a case where he had a newborn chamor that was born to him. Now, he has a suffix whether he has to actually deliver the pigeon aben, the pigeon petach hamor, to the kohen. Is nechnasim l'dir, you're allowed to take these tla'im and bring them into this corral. Lis aser, which means for the mitzvah of maaseh. So he says, motzim es atloy mi pesach hadir v'notlim kol asiri mehem v'hu kadosh. Now wait a second. We're talking here about Sveikos. How could it possibly be that we're going to put the Suffolk together with the deer, with another nine animals, and we're going to say that this is called a Maisa Behemis Isal Kedaitef, if you're going to entertain the possibility that Tokfa Kohen is Ein Motzino Somiyado, is a Mainif Nasim Ledir Nimsa Ze Poter Mamono Bimamono Shal Kohen. Now you're telling me that if the Kohen was Tokef, then it's a valid Tekifa. Oh, so since it's a valid tkifa, it means that the Kohen has a schus in that tle. So how is it possible if nosim l'dir l'aser with all the other tlaim? Let's say this tle, which is a suffix, and the Kohen could be tokev, turns out to be the asiri. Nimtza ze poter mamono. The Mamona Shel Kohen. Okay. So what does it mean? Poter Mamono B'Mamona Shel Kohen. He's Chayev in Maaser Behema, and he has to give Maaser from his own son. He can't use somebody else's mom. Now here that the Tle that went out was a Mesupak, whether it's Maaser Behema or not, then the Yisrael is going to be mishtamish b'mamon ha-kohen to pater up his son from maaser? That doesn't make any sense. Muchach mikan she'em la-kohen shum tzad z'chia batle she'afil yitfesenu yotzi'u miyado v'lachein hu nefshav shal Yisrael agam v'yochel hu lachniso l'dir Lis aser yachad im shart love. This seems to be a very, very good proof. Again, we didn't get to Abaye yet, but from the fact that nimtzoyim that nichnasim ledir and poter mamona b'momon shel kohen, it must be that the kohen doesn't have his chia in this tlet. Such that even if he would grab onto it, we would take it away from him. Okay, so let's see if we can make a pause here, so to speak, and see why the Gemara thinks it has a raya from Sveikos Nifnasim Ledir L'Asim. So this is what we said initially, that in the case where tkifa would not be meaningful, I mean, let's prove that tkifa cannot be meaningful, because if tkifa would be meaningful, then it would not be a suffix bechar. Okay. So we'll take a little bit of a break now. Basically, the underlying premise of this raya in the Gemara is that certainly if Tokfa Kohen Ein Motzino Som Miyado, it means that we view the Kohen as if he has a Tzad Zchus in that Tle. So we have a Tle which is a Suffolk Pigeon Petach Hamar, and the Kohen, if he grabs onto it on the Tzad that it's a Pigeon Petach Hamar, he has a schus. And if that be the case, if you're going to use that tle in the deer for miser purposes with the other tleim, then it's poter mamono b'mamono shel kohen. He's chayav b'miser behema, and he's patting himself up by using the kohen's mamon. He has to be mafrish an animal as miser behema from his own son. He can't use somebody else's mamon to be yotze the chiyuv of maaser behema. And now that the tle that's a suffek is being used for maiser behema, he's being mishtamish b'momen shel kohen to pater up his tzon from a chovas maiser. So we see clearly from here that the kohen has no tzad zechir in this tle, which means that if he would grab onto it, we would have to be motzi oso miyado. Hence it's considered to be that of the Yisrael. The Yisrael has complete, total ownership on it. He can be machdesit ledir for purposes of maisa behema, together with his other tloyim. And in fact, this seems to be the maskaras ha-gemara, like this raya, although Abai is going to try to be docha this raya, but the final conclusion of this gemara does reflect this hochacha, that tfisa is not meaningful in a suffik mama. However, you take a look at Tosus Dira Maskel Poter and Tosus elsewhere, he asks from many gemaras in many places that seem to assume that tfisa and suffik mama is meaningful. And therefore he establishes the following fundamental principle, that when we say that there's no meaningful tfisa, tfisa is not mo'ilah, that's only tfisa after Leidas HaSafek. But tfisa before Leidas HaSafek, for example, let's say he received the mamon based on edus, and only later on another pair of edim came to be machish the first edim, and now we don't know which pair of edim to believe. In such a case, that's called tkifa kodem Leidas HaSafek, and that is meaningful, that is valid, and we're not motzi miyodo. Tosus also establishes that tfisa beheter, for example, in a case where a person rents a merchatz, and then there's a question as to when the schirus, the rental agreement, terminates, and this renter continues to live on the premises, even into the time that's a safek, since he entered into the premises at the beginning of his rental beheter, therefore it's mo'il, and it's like a tkifa mo'ilah. So we're going to reconcile many sugyas that assume that tfisa is meaningful with this sugya that tfisa is not meaningful. Tfisa is not meaningful is after Leidas HaSafek, and there was no heter for him to be tofes, then we remove his tfisa. But in the case where tfisa preempted the safek, or the tfisa was beheter, in its original form, then the tefisa is meaningful, and we leave it in the hands of the tofes. Amalei Abai turns to Rav Chananya and he says, "Imishum ha, if your proof is from this brisa, lo tesayel lamar, you don't have a siyua to Rava." Again, Rava is being called here by Abai as Mar, because it was his Rebbe. Because Hocham Amay Askinon Kigon Delesle Elatisha Vahu. The Brisa is addressing a scenario in which the Yisrael only has 9 Tloim, and this Tle that's a Suffolk. That's all he has in his whole corral. Therefore, he's allowed Yochel Hu Lahachnis Ledir Lis Lachniso Ledir Lis Aser. Why? Based on a mimonafshach. Mimonafshach. I bar chiyuvahu. If the Israel has a chiyuv to be maser them, which means that this tle is not really a pigeon petach hamor, and the hamor was not really a bechor, he wasn't chayven pigeon, then he has, as it turns out, 10 tloim that belong to him, and he has to be maser them. Shapiko maser. That's kiddin. He's maser them. He's chayiv in maser. But he lav bar chiyuva. If he's not chayiv to be maser, because in truth the chamor was a bechor, and the tleh was a pigeon, and it belongs to the kohen. Therefore, he's left with only 9 tloim. Is tisha lav bar isure ninhu? Tisha doesn't generate any chiyuv maser, but the chiyuv maser requires a minimum of 10 animals. And therefore there's no chashash if he's machnis the suffik in the deer together with the other 9 to be maser then. Because even if this animal goes out asiri, there's no chashash here. Because if in truth that it's not his, then the other tloim doesn't mean it belongs to the Kohen, because it was really a bechor, the chamor was really a bechor, and this animal is really a pigeon, chamor belongs to the Kohen, is then the other tloim are not mechuyev in maser, he only has nine, he's not chayev in maser, and he's not being poter his mamon with mamon of Kohen. Hadar Amar Abai Lav Milsi. Abai turns around, changes his mind, rescinds it, and he says, this is not correct. For sure you can prove from this price that Tokfa Kohen Motziyin Oso Miyado, the Kohen has no Tzad Zechiyah in this Tleh, because if the Kohen had a Tzad Zechiyah in the Tleh, then the other nine animals would be Safek, Chiyuv, Maser, Behema, and therefore he would not have to be Maser them at all. The Sfeika, Lav Bar Isurehi, the whole parsha and Chiyuv of Maaseh Behema is predicated on a Vadai Chiyuv Maaseh. There's no such thing as a Maaseh Misafik Tesnan. We learned in a Mishnah in Bechoros on Daf Nun Chesam in Beis. If a person is Maaseh's Tloim and he lets them out of the deer one by one and he counts them one, two, three, etc., he hasn't yet gotten to number 10, and then kofatz echad min ha-menuyim l'sochan, one of the tloim jumps after he was counted already into the deer, where he has animals that he hasn't counted yet. He doesn't know to distinguish one from the other. He doesn't know which one was manuy and which was the tloim that he's chayev. Kulam p'turim, all of the 10 are patur. Whether it means those that were counted or those that were not yet counted, those who would have counted a patur, even if he didn't get to the minyan of asara yet, even if lo iser alehem, because once he counts them, they were patur, even if he never gets to count the 10th. That's going to be a sugya later on. So niftaru gam elu shebedir sha'adayin lo iser aleim v'lo monom klal mishum cha'ata kol echem em eino el esafik mechuyiv maser. In other words, any animal that goes out of the deer and you want to say this is maser, that might be the animal, the single animal that was kofetz, that jumped in after it was potter already into the mixture. And in the case of safik, there's no maser. This is what the Mishnah assumes. The underlying premise is that there's no such thing as maser in a case of suffix. Tosus here, Dibra Maskil Kofatz, is going to raise the question about Bitul Barov, and they should all be chayv maser. That touches on the question of Davish of Minyan, which is not Batel, but that's only a Dindarabban. And here we're saying on a Doraisa level they're all batel and they're all chayav and maaser. The Tosfos has to come up with some explanation as to why bittel doesn't work here. But as far as Abai is concerned, he now is going to make an attempt to explain the hochacha, the proof that we have from this mission of Safek, that Suffolk is not bedin maser isal kedaita sfeika boy asurei, is why they all potter laaser mi manav shach. Okay, so this is already a slightly new sugya. Belinda will try to pick this up tomorrow.